Already rocking. Bow with the bomb. On a Friday, and a happy one to all Hank fans and family that celebrate.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
Amen. It's a Friday.
America.
Thank you. And it's a brand new month. The first day of the eighth month of 2025 has arrived. 213 in, 152 left to go on the calendar. In a month, we'll be in Labor Day weekend. 91 days until Halloween. Fall falls in 53 days. And then last week at the State Fair here in Texas, it'll act like it. Today, otherwise known as National Girlfriends Day. Now, I did look into this just in case I was missing some sort of holiday I needed to scramble a card for and go to DEF CON 2. It really is centered around, like, girls and their friends. Like, so it's a gals thing. It's not like Coldplay Kiss Cam. We should probably still celebrate it and get something. Raspberry Cream Pie Day. Better get one of those. Homemade Pie Day. National Mahjong Day. I do not know how to play that, but every time I'm told about it, it claims that it will help my memory throughout life if I play this game. So, but I always forget to. It is World Breastfeeding Day. National Yorkie Day. World Spider-Man Day. We'll get to why coming up here shortly. Respect for Parents Day. There you go. It is the U.S. Air Force's birthday today. Happy birthday, Air Force. And then August, with a brand new month, is several of the following. It is National Crayon Collection Month. As a parent, you get those everywhere still. Family Fun Month. National Catfish Month. National Golf Month. Peach Month. Just had the Peach Festival a couple weeks ago. National Water Quality Month. Love that.
Will it blow?
It is National Immunization Awareness Month, or as RFK calls it, August. It's Romance Awareness Month. Cue Coldplay. That was last month. Happiness Happens Month and National Back to School Month. On this date in history, Francis Scott Key, he wrote the Star Spangled Banner. He was born in 1779. But on this date in 1903, Calamity Jane died. On this date in 1932, the Mars Bar candy bar was introduced. 1941, it's the first ever Jeep that rolled off. 1961, happy birthday, Six Flags Over Texas. Still love it. On this date, it's Spider-Man Day because in 1962, Spider-Man debuted. It's a good song. On this date, speaking of good songs, in 1966, Merle Haggard goes in and records I'm a Lonesome Fugitive. 1971, Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour premieres on CBS. Also premiering on this date, 1980, Cinemax. And we all tried to scramble it overnight. Some of us did, allegedly. On this date, also 1981, MTV premieres. The first video ever shown was Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. Guess which one's still around? Thank you.
Well, it's a good thing it's a radio show.
Speaking of music videos, one of the best ones ever was filmed on this date, 1984. Hank Williams Jr. shoots the video to All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over Tonight. On this date in 94, we find out Michael Jackson married Lisa Marie Presley. On this date in 2007, Whoopi announced she was taking over on The View. Larry was happy. And on this date in 2020, we lost Wilford Brimley. I don't know why I brought it up, but it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. Makes me want to think about life insurance. I don't know. Happy weekend birthdays to Jason Momoa. Ah, that's why Heather Lee took the vacation. 46 today, Aquaman. Tempest Bledsoe from The Cosby Show, 52. Chuck D of Public Enemy is 65. Joe Elliott of Def Leppard, 66. Evidently, according to my parents, they still very much rock on stage, Def Leppard. Charlie XCX, my kid knows who that is, 33 tomorrow. Saturday birthdays, Edward Furlong from Terminator 2, 48. He's the kid. Sam Worthington, actor, 49. Kevin Smith, 55. Mary Louise Parker from the 80s, 61. Also from the 80s, SNL, Victoria Jackson, 66 tomorrow. Judge Lance Ito from the OJ trial is 75 tomorrow. I like they still include that. On Sunday, Tom Brady is 48. James Hetfield of Metallica, 62. Martha Stewart is 84 on Sunday. And Martin Sheen is 85. Also for our Hank fan birthdays and a former weekender, the great Steve Brown, having a birthday this weekend. There you go. If you know a birthday, share it, shout it. Everybody has one.
Hey,